control myself. I never could control myself. Is there anybody there who wouldn't be scared? 3'6'3", a menace to the lambs of society. We'll be right back.
We kicked off the second hour with music from Kate Davis. And when I listen to her new album, Fishbowl, I just automatically get hooked right back to 1990s alternative rock. I feel like that is really the muse that Kate Davis is working with. So when listening to the album, figuring out set lists to include here on the show, I cannot help but dive right into 90s rock. We just heard music right there from the Blake Babies, the rock trio led by Juliana Hatfield, who definitely enjoyed popularity in the late 80s and early 90s with their alternative indie rock sounds. The song we heard is Temptation Eyes. That is off the Blake Babies' 1991 EP, Rosie Jack World. In the middle, it is the iconic lo-fi indie rocker Liz Phair, going back 30 years to her debut album, Exile in Guyville. We heard the song 6 Foot One from Liz Phair. And speaking of Exile in Guyville turning 30 years old, in order to celebrate that fact, Liz Phair is heading out on tour this fall. You can catch her in cities like Chicago. So our LaGrange, Illinois listeners, you've got that show coming up. And for our listeners in Windsor and Detroit, you can see Liz Phair November 19th. That is a Sunday night at the Masonic Temple, a theater in Detroit. And before Liz Phair, we started the second hour off, yes, with new music from Kate Davis. The new album is called Fishbowl, released back in the spring. We heard the song Monster Mash from Kate Davis. Okay, speaking of Detroit right now, I have music that begs the question, what does the tradition of Detroit punk rock sound like when it is delivered by an Australian expat? Well, the answer is queer indie rock band Elspeth Trombley and The Treatment right now here on, you know it, Girly So Groovy.
I don't know where you get the nerve. We've got a long history, but that could change every time you make.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all away, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from Los Angeles, bouncy, heartfelt, punk pop sister duo Bleached. The song is called Rebound City. You can find that on Bleached's most recent album, Don't You Think You've Had Enough, which was released a couple of years ago now, back in 2019. In the middle, it is Toronto indie rock music collective Broken Social Scene with their song Protest Song. You can find that on their album Hug of Thunder. And then starting the set off, music from Detroit-based indie rock band Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. The new album is called Iconoclastic, released earlier this year in the spring. We heard the song I Liked You Better in the Past. If you like what you hear from Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment, and you are one of our listeners in the Detroit-Windsor area, know that Elspeth Tremblay has a ton of local dates, including November 3rd, they'll be at the Old Miami in downtown Detroit for their vinyl release show. If you want to see more dates stretched out between October, November, and December, check out their website, Elspeth Tremblay and thetreatment.com. That's Tremblay, T-R-E-M-B-L-A-Y. Okay, let's keep things moving with lots more rock and roll fun. Coming up, I've got music on the way from Sacred Paws, Foyer Red. But coming up next, it is a band that sadly is now defunct. But when they made music, they made it like a rock and roll party. I am talking about Halifax alternative indie rock band Plumtree. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.